This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I will soon award Charlie the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the highest civilian honor. I will soon award Charlie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, star of network news, Todd Pyro, joining us this morning. How are you, sir?
Did you just bump the President of the United States for my intro?
No, I accidentally started to play it twice. That was my mistake.
Got it. No, that's fair. That's fair. Quite a week. Did you think during our lives, specifically during my time joining your show, that the day after we'd have a peace in the Middle East? Did you ever envision that?
Just crazy.
Never.
It's great. I mean, we all pray that it can continue, right, Todd? I mean, it's a lot of ifs and a lot of steps still to go. But, man, so far, just so much joy in Israel to finally see it in and get those hostages home.
I mean, those are words that you don't hear. Joy in Israel,
right?
It's beautiful to see. Let's see what happens next. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, it's a guarantee one way or another. There's a reason that this has been so complicated for so long. It's because this area is complicated. So let's see ultimately what happens. But, you know, you can't begin a long journey without a single step. And, boy, this was one heck of a single step.
Well, and so many have tried, right? I saw the graphic they put up on Fox and Friends earlier with comments from Bill Clinton. Of course, he tried this famously back in the early 90s, and it didn't end up going anywhere.
Right.
We're still in the same mess today. The Biden administration apparently tried to claim this was their plan that Trump took and finally had success with, which we know this never would have happened under Biden because he was hiding all the time. I mean, he wasn't active like Trump was working with these Middle East countries.
I cannot get over the grace of the Clintons here. Those are words that don't go together.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? but both the Clintons, I'm like, I'm getting older and I'm having trouble reading. And I especially in the morning when my eyes are still a little dry and I have the readers and the car's bouncing. I must have read that article three times. Like, am I wrong here? Am I reading this right? But you know, to their credit, you have to give credit where credit is due, especially when the Clintons give credit for something that they obviously would have wanted to have done but couldn't. And they give that credit to Donald J. Trump. It is shocking. Then, of course, you know, you really get the sense as to what an egomaniac the entire Biden world was. And I think that comes down to, when people know they are bad at something or they just flat out are bad at something, oftentimes that manifests as ego. And I think that's why we're saying they're like, no, we started it. No, you didn't. You did the exact opposite, you know, being like, hey, Taliban, here's all of our stuff.
Yeah.
Go for it. Versus Trump being like, bye bye, Iran nukes. You know, That is much different. Those are not in the same category. So no, Biden team, you cannot say you started it.
I listened to I had a bite earlier from a reporter named Christian Datok. Apparently he's the Washington bureau chief for the Washington Examiner. And he's like, yeah, without doubt, he deserves a lot of credit for what happened yesterday. But, his critics are saying, how come he can't bring peace here on the streets of Portland and Chicago where he's waging war in American cities? And I'm like, the president's not waging war. He's trying to reduce the number of homicides and arrest illegal criminal aliens on the streets in America.
Wait, I'm confused. The Washington Examiner reporter said that, or he was reporting that somebody else said that?
Well, it's the way he said it. I'll play the bite for you here. Listen to the way he said this. Hold on.
Democrats or critics of the president are tacitly giving him his props. I mean, I don't think anyone really thought the president could change the situation. And here we are with him traveling to Israel and to Egypt to sign this agreement. It's nothing short of historic. That being said, it is difficult to contrast his ability to make peace abroad with what critics are saying is a war that he's waging on American streets pursuant to not only this deportation agenda, but his efforts to police violent crime and, again, some of that dissent on the ground in American cities.
Yeah, isn't it all about peace and trying to keep more people from dying?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if I would have framed it exactly. I think I understand what that individual was saying, was trying to say. The critics are the one that say, like, oh, he's turning these cities into war zones. But I think deep down, these critics, you know, J.B. Pritzker and the like, they know that what Trump is trying to do is right. They just need to, you know, stomp and stammer and appease their ideological left. I think the left approved of this, you know, and this was Biden who said, like, hey, guys, I think you need a little help. Why don't you take some National Guard so, you know, 4,000 people don't die in Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
I think these guys would be like, okay, we'll take it. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, it's not the content or the quality of the argument. It's the fact that they're just arguing.
Yep.
Right? That they can show that they're being belligerent.
Todd, we're out of time, my friend. We always appreciate you, though. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Have a great week, St.
Awesome,
Louis.
Todd.
All right,
we'll see you
later. Todd Pyro there, Fox and Friends. First, coming up, we're going to get to our friend Mark Walters. Haven't had him on in a couple of weeks. Talking 2A Tuesday and the never-ending threat to the Second Amendment of our Constitution. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.